Srila Gurudev has asked me to read the translation of this song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Radha Kunda Tatta. A small cottage in a grove on the banks of Radha Kund, Govardhan Hill, the banks of the Jamuna. He's not just giving a list, but he's begging all these pastime places of the Lord to give me mercy and take me out of the illusory Maya in which I'm so deeply sunk, and give me the service of Radha and Krishna. Give me residence in Vrindavan. He continues to pray to the other pastime places. Kushima Sharovara, Manasaganga, the daughter of Kalinda, that is Jamuna. Jamuna is called Kalindi, and her father is Kalinda, with her expansive waves. Bhangsibata, Gokula, Kusum Sarovara, this is a pastime place where Radha and Krishna, Radha Rani went to pick flowers, knowing that Krishna would be there during his cowherding pastimes. And Krishna went there, knowing that Srimati Radhika would be there. All of the this type of pastime of Krishna challenging Srimati Radhika when he sees her picking the flowers, that who has stolen the flowers of my Vrindavan? And who is ruining my forests? I'm always thinking that there's some thief, but now I've caught you red-handed. So who are you? So Radharani replied, oh, you don't know who I am? And Krishna answered, Radharani asked very gently, oh, you don't know who I am? And Krishna, just like a haughty boy, replied very gruffly, of course I don't know who you are, or why would I be asking? And why are you stealing my flowers? All these types of pastimes are only so that Krishna can glorify Srimati Radhika. And Srila Gurudev explained in several places of his Western tours that these pastimes can be remembered for our elevation in Krishna consciousness while we're chanting our japa also. So Radharani and the gopis were saying, oh, who are you that's asking? Oh, I'm Krishna. Oh, you're that very religious Krishna that we've heard about. Oh, I see, you're the very religious Krishna who killed a woman when he was just a few months old. And oh, you must be that same religious Krishna who stole all the garments of the unmarried gopis. And not only that, who stole the wives of the gopis. Oh, you must be that very same religious Krishna. And you're accusing us of thievery. So Krishna said, oh, you're being sarcastic and indirectly accusing me of thievery? So in this way, the conversation goes on, and Krishna is trying to prove that actually Vrindavan is his. So he says, Vrindadevi is my wife, and automatically the wife's properties belong to the husband. So all the gopis began to laugh, and they said, let's ask Vrinda. So they went and got Vrinda. And Vrinda said, oh, I would never marry such a naughty black boy like that. No, he's not married to me. But it is true that I am the proprietor of Vrindavan, but I've given my Vrindavan to Radhika. So in this way, the conversation goes on. But actually, Krishna just does this because he wants to glorify Srimati Radhika as the glory of Vrindavan. He says that she has stolen all the beauty from my Vrindavan. And now Vrindavan looks so pale. Her beautiful lotus eyes have stolen all the beauty from the lotuses. And now the lotuses look pale by comparison. And her beautiful red bimba-like, bimba fruit-like lips have faded all the banduka flowers and bimba fruits of all my Vrindavan gardens. So then Vrinda and the other gopis saw everything the other way, that actually Vrindavan is only a reflection of Srimati Radhika, and she's given a reflection of her red lips to the flowers and the bimba fruits, and she's given a reflection of the beauty of her lotus petal-like eyes to the lotus petals, and she's given a reflection of her restless bee-like eyes to the bumblebees. And because of that, Vrindavan is here, and because of that, Vrindavan is beautiful. So Srila Gurudev says very often that we should pray that we can come to the stage of weeping to these pastimes and to these pastime places, that they will reveal themselves in our hearts. So we should pray like this while we're chanting, and we should always be remembering. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to Kushima Sarovara, Manasi Ganga, where also so many pastimes took place. And he says that if you take all the pastimes together and make that into a person, of course it can't be made into a person, but all the pastimes together personified are Yoga Maya. So there are so many songs to Yoga Maya, so many songs to Radharani, to Krishna, to these pastime places, that they'll show us their mercy, us who are drenched in the ocean of Maya with our hands tied behind our backs, tied with the chains of wicked desires, and sunk in an evil net of material existence, drowning in the ocean full of the alligators and crocodiles of lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. And we are the lowest because of these things, but we're praying for the highest thing, that the pastimes and the pastime places will come in our heart, and that we will become servants and enter these pastimes as servants. So he concludes, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is our acharya for praying, he concludes that because of all these Udupans, which remind me of Radha and Krishna and their associates and their pastimes, I never want to leave Vrindavan. To leave Vrindavan is just like leaving life itself. So he's praying, hear me, O Kana, because your Udupans stimulate remembrance of you. They are my very life and soul. So Srila Gurudev, who is participating in all of these pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, has come here from these pastimes in order to give us that sublime association. So we're very, very fortunate.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he used to chant in day or night, especially in night, he used to remember all the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam and also the songs. And once he was singing all these things with chanting, oh, tears coming, heart melting. And really he was reminding all the pastimes of Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, all those who were Uddipan, reminding all these pastimes. So all the places, what he has told there, they used to remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna conjugal. And thus, when night gone, finished night, he never knew. Always chanting and remembering. So if he will remember all these things, then, oh, your name will be high class of name. Your remembrance will be high class. These are the process to chant with very taste. Then taste will come. Any name in that song, very high class of having so much high class of pastimes. Like one kirtan, Jasamati Nandan, Brajavaranaga, Gokula Ranjana Kana. How pathetic. And having all the pastimes from beginning to end. Kadambakanan, Rasaparayana, Vrindavipana. Jamuna Tatachara, Gopi Basanahara, Rasa Rasikati. Of very high class. In the time of Prabhupada, he never allowed to do all these kirtans because they were beginners at that time. But after time, after some time, they used. But any high class of devotee who is qualified, if he will remember all these kirtans, like Vibhavarishesha, Aloka Pravesha, Nitra Chari Utha Jiva, and then Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari, Rama Krishna Hai. And this also, so high class of things are. So we should try to realize and sing with this mood. Then your chanting and remembering will be high class. And you never fall down. Never. But if you are not doing, oh, anyone cannot be in same class for whole life. They should gradually develop. And this is the sign of development. So you, if you want to develop your Krishna consciousness, oh, you should read the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Rup Goswami and others. And when you chant, oh, do like this. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Pulendi varakanti mindu vadanam varahavatam sampriyam sribasanka mudarapanina sribasanka. What do you remember? Basanka? Kostubadharam gopirangne notpalarchitatanam go go prasanghabritam govindam kalabinu vadanaparam divyangam. Oh, very high class of gopis are. What? Doing archana of Krishna, by their lovely eyes, crooked eyes. And Krishna is accepting. By what? Oh, lovely eyes. So this is high class of archana. Govinda kalabenu vadana param, playing on flute. What? Playing. What means? Radhe, 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 like. All gopis thought that, oh, he is calling me, he is calling me, he is calling me. So these shlokas helping in bhajan. But you cannot find in third class bogus bhakt. Only in higher association. And thus you will never fall down. Or someone tells, my brothers tells here, there, oh, they are very merciful to me. And they tell that, oh, Narayan Maharaj telling always the names of gopis. Don't go, otherwise you will be in hell. And you will be sahaj. So they don't mix with me, but all falling down because they don't tell gopi. I am telling gopi from beginning, from 5 years age, and still glorifying them, but I never fall down. Never. I will not. Because gopi will save me. And for them, they are criticizing gopi, so they will what? So they must fall. Krishna cannot save them. If gopis are not saving, Krishna cannot do. Because gopis are the power of Krishna. Without power, what he can do? He cannot. So if you want to be saved, oh, take the shelter of Srimati Radhika, of highest gopi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, he used to tell, not Krishna, he is cheater. He may cheat. So gopi, he was told. And all the paduvas of students of Navadvip, they could not understand. They began to criticize Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took a stick and ran after them and they ran away. So you should try to develop. I want that you should not be for whole life in one class. But not like Sahajiya. Never. Oh, steady. Take one step and steady, and then another fit should be done. Gracefully. Then, Where is Tapan? What is he doing? Why he sits there? Why not in front of my eyes?
He's sitting on the chair with his back.
But I am not seeing him. Namo Vishnu. And from tomorrow, you should remember all these kirtans very strongly, that you should not forget in middle. Go on.
Agyanatimirandharsya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Bhaktya Vihina Aparadha Lakshay Chiptasya Kamadi Taranga Madhye Kripamayin Tvam Saranam Prapanna Vrinde Numaste Charanarvindam Vrinde Numaste Charanarvindam Yang Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahakatar Yajuhav Putre Titanmay Tayatarvo Vinedu Tam Sarvabhutaridayam Munimanutosam tavai vasmi Najivami Tvayavina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tanmay Naam Charanandhi.
From tomorrow or day before yesterday, I am trying to give you that what is the goal of our life. To whom we are going to bhajan, to serve. and that is Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna, but not like Krishna in general, something special. The Krishna of Braja, and especially the son of Nanda and Yashoda. Oh, even special, the beloved of gopis. And moreover, beloved of Srimati Radhika. Controlled by Radhika. And the love of affection in the heart of Radhika is supreme goal. And this prem is prayojan. This love is what prayojan? Ultimate goal of our life. So I'm giving some outlines. Those who are fortunate, they are lucky. And those who have some impression, first impression, they will easily pick up. And those who have no first impression, nor impression of this life, it is very hard for them. But anyhow, it will give new impression. And agree to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal may come by this. Otherwise, though, there is no process. No process. In Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the translation books of Swamiji, everywhere it has been taught. Now I'm coming to my point. We have heard up till Premi Bhakta Hanuman, and we have some idea, outline of their love and affection to Krishna. Once in Dwarka, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Shambhar, Satviki, Gada, all the boys, son and nephews of Krishna, they went in a forest to play nearby Dwarka. But playing, they felt some thirsty and they wanted water. And they saw that there is a very big well nearby. They went there to pull some water and to drink. But they became in wonder. What is this? Whole well, very big well, was covered by an animal. And that animal was
lizard.
So it was very big, long and very big. So whole wall was covered by this. So they saw and become wondered, and they at once ran away to Krishna. Oh father, oh grandfather, we have seen a very wonderful, ugly creature in the well. Sometimes he becomes yellow, sometimes he becomes reddish, sometimes white, changing color of his mouth and body. You know that he does? So, we tried so much hard to take him, that animal, out of well, but we could not do. Please come and see and try to save that animal. Krishna came and saw, and he began to smile, and he gave his feet on the head of that animal, and at once a very beautiful soul, shape came, transcendental shape came. And he left this body, that body, material body, and he came out of well, and he took some parikrama of Krishna and began to pray. And after praying, he went away in the north direction. All the boys were very astonished. They asked Krishna, "What happened? You touched by your feet and at once that creature was dead and a very beautiful person came out of that body and he talked with you and he prayed something and he went away." Krishna anyhow took and took him out of the well, that dead body. And then he began to tell, "Oh, listen to me." He told me, I told that, "Who are you? And why you became like so?" "Oh," that person told me, "that I was a very, very big and very prominent emperor of this world. And I was very fond of charity. I donated daily all lakhs and lakhs of cows to Brahmins and to others, needy person. Not only cows, with very beautiful, charming cows. And cows, oh, so much milk, covered with golden cloths, and their horns equipped with golden, and their hoofs covered with chandi, rupa, silver. So, he used to do. He gave so many cows, countless cows, all over the world. And daily he used to do. New cows he used to buy and to give donation. One day, a very beautiful cow he donated to a Brahmin. But when he was taking her to his house, in the meantime he anyhow ran away. And she mixed in new cows which were coming to king, and king will buy and again he will donate. Understand? And again I buy it and again I in the meantime, old master came. "Oh, what you are doing, king? You are not tumuske yogya nahi ho. You are not to donate this cow. This cow is mine because at first you get donated me. But he ran away from me and he entered in this new cause and you, now again you are donating? Oh, this is very bad thing. This is bad. I cannot tolerate. I want that you should donate the same cow to me." Then he told the new owner from which he took, "Oh, you should take as much money you want and give me, I will give to old owner." He told, "No, you have donated me, I cannot give it. This cow is mine. And you cannot take, and if you are taking forcibly, then I will have to curse you. Then he prayed to, requested so much to older honor, of honor, previous honor. Oh, be happy to me. I have donated you without any price. So I request you to, as much as money you can take me and give this cow that I can make happy that. He was not in giving mood. Oh, I cannot give. This cow is so good and so gentle, giving so much milk, so beautiful. I will take this cow. I will not give. If you are giving me thousands of dollars, whole gold in your khajana, treasure, I will not give. Again he requested to new one, but he was not giving. And this also. Or same cow I want. Then king was in dilemma. He could not settle in his mind that what to do. So he was silent. Then they became so angry and told that you are like a what? No. That what name I had? Lizard. Like lizard. You are changing color. You gave me and again you gave him and again you want to take and again to give. So you are like lizard. So I am giving. Cause you that very soon, just now, you should be a lizard and lakhs years, you should be like that. And they went away. Cow was there. Oh. Either he took, nor. And thus, at once he began to be a lizard. He was weeping, lamenting so much for this. Oh, this is what? Karma. This is a good karma to donate anything. And he donated lakhs and uncounted. But what happened? He had to bear the lizard. He became lizard. And lakhs years he was in that shape, lamenting and weeping. But he was remembering this thing. Then Krishna touched him after so millions of years and he again became a pure devotee. He told that why he became like so. Krishna told that I asked him that why you became like this and you came to me and you have taken darshan. I know you don't remember. Krishna told, I remember. At that time, any devotee came to you and told that I want to make something to you. Can you donate? Oh, lakhs and lakhs cows or any beautiful girl to marry, any gold, anything you like, I can give. He told simply, I want a Srimad Bhagavatam. Give me. Then he became so happy and he told any Brahmin to copy Srimad Bhagavatam in writing. And he copied and he gave. But he never thought that it is more than lakhs and lakhs innumerable cows, a very simple thing. So only he gave that, read a book of Srimad Bhagavatam. And for this, what became? He took the darshan of Krishna and he was liberated. So you should know, to donate anything. All these things are like karma mishra bhakti. They cannot give salvation, liberation, and Krishna bhakti. So these are called arop siddha bhakti. If you are doing arop siddha bhakti, if I doing arop siddha bhakti, but in the middle, by accident, or any high class of devotees came. And asked him Srimad Bhagavatam. And he gave. By this, he had the darshan of Krishna. And forever he was liberated. And he became a pure devotee. So don't go towards Arup Siddha Bhakti and Sangha Siddha. I think that most of persons, 99% nine recurring, they are going towards Arup Siddha Bhakti. Very rare to Krishna Bhakti. And I think, and I want that you should be among so rare. I want. Don't go towards Arup Siddha Bhakti. This is Arup Siddha Bhakti. To donate anything, to make a garden, to make a Gurukul where boys will be literated, to make a Goshala, or to give Khichdi, and all other things. It is not among Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma. These are Sarup Siddha Bhakti. So if without knowing or unwillingly or willingly, you are chanting name, whether you are so bad person, you are lusty, you are like Ajamil, you are like Jagai Madhai. But if you are chanting, anyway, very quickly you will be liberated. And if you are chanting all these things in the guidance of bhakti, high class of bhakti, in Vrindavan, what will be the, Krishna prema will come. So he was doing like that. We should not follow them. We should follow Samadha and Kirtana. And thus, but even Samadhan Kirtanam are of three classes, or more than that. Nirgun, Sattvik, Rajasik, Tamasik. If a man is chanting Hare Krishna, but he is envious to others, and he prays to Harinam, he should die. What is this? Tamasik. So we should not do like this. We should be nirgun, not rajasik. Krishna gave me so much wealth, so much reputations. This is like rajasik. Sattvik, what? I should be very high qualified person. So that I can give so many things to others. This is like Shakti. Like Bharat Maharaj. You know Bharat Maharaj? He left his world. His wife and children's like a stool. And he went to forest. And he was chanting and remembering. But in the meantime he saw a baby deer was sinking in water, coming out and sinking. And his mother was lying down and looking after that king, Bharat. Save my boy. And looking towards king, and he left his body. Then king Bharat, who was chanting and remembering, left this and went to save that baby deer. This is what is. This is sattvic there. Sattvic, there means?
In the mode of goodness.
Compassion in the mode of goodness.
He was chanting. But he came in this compassion of sattvic to help. But what became? Gradually he gave up chanting and remembering. And he used to support and nourish that like his own son. And in the meantime, death came. And he was remembering that deer, and he became deer. Three births were lost. Then again, because he was chanting and remembering up to bhav, so he remembered all these things. And that is why he was remembering, and he left everything, and in third Brahman, and he gave up everything, remembering always Krishna. So his mercy was like sattvic. We should not be entangled in sattvic even. I think that most of you are engaged in this. Be careful. You can do your duty, but not entangled, not attracted. Without attraction, you can do attachment. And then, pure chanting. And this is nirgun. This is nirgun. Like Parikshit Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, nirgun. And most nirgun, I am coming. You have heard about Premi Bhakta Hanuman. All this serving Ram, Ram, Ram. Sometimes he knew that, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes he knew. So, Pandavas are more superior than him. They are Prempar Bhakta, more superior than Hanuman. How? You can see, Hanuman can serve Ram so much, but he cannot kiss Ram. He cannot embrace Ram out of love. Never he cannot. He will fear always. He can go only to Ram's feet, and he can message someone and worship him, and he can do dandavat pranam and serve so many things. He cannot give his remnant to Ram if it is so sweet anything. He cannot. He will fear to be. So his love and affection there is, and he is serving so much, but there is some defect. That he cannot embrace Ram. He cannot sit on the bed of Ram. Never. He cannot sleep with her. Ramchandra. Never. But Pandavas, Krishna has given Mary to her sister to Arjuna. And he has become what? Brother-in-law. Brother-in-law himself. How? He is the son of Kunti, Arjun, Nakul Sahadev. And who is Kunti? She is the sister of Vasudev, the father of Krishna. So they are bosom, friends like, brothers like. Krishna and Pandavas can sleep together on a cot, on a bed, single bed. And Arjun can give, come on. I am taking some prasadam, you should take, and both will take from one dish. Even Arjuna can give something, but sometimes he fears. One day, Narada wanted to see the highest class of devotees in the world. And Shankar told him that, go at once to Hastinapur. in the prastha. And you can see, you should go in the palace of Arjun. He went there. He has been a he saw that, oh, there was one bed, pitiful bed, two pillars, pillows, this side, this side. Krishna was sleeping, and Arjun was sleeping opposite. Where Krishna's head was there, the feet of Arjun through his chest, it was going towards Krishna's head, and Krishna feet towards Arjun, and Arjun was taking in his lap, and it was going, and Krishna feet was messaged, or they were Chomar and who? Shatbhama Rukmini. And here Arjun, Draupadi and Subhadra. And a sound was coming through his rom. Rom means from every pore. Krishna, 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 like this. Then Narada became so, but astonished. Oh, what is this? And he began to jump. And Arjun Krishna, Arjun Krishna, Arjun Krishna ki jai. Glory to Arjun Krishna, Arjun Krishna. And he was Arjun Krishna, Arjun Krishna. So you can see. But one thing, he has given his sister to marry Arjun. And they are both brothers. They can eat together. But when in the Mahabharata battle, Krishna showed him universal shape, then Arjun, oh God, you should save me. I cannot see you those in person. I have done so many offenses that I have called you Sakha, Mitra, friend. And I have told you to look after my horses and take my chariot here, there. And Drona, Karna, Bhishma, Pitamaha has suited you for me. For nothing, for me, only for me. So I have done so much offenses. I am taking vow that in future I will not tell you Sakha. Oh, you are supreme personality of God. Oh, please save me, please save me. So he is doing like this. Sometimes he remembers. So hesitates to sit on the same bed, to call friend. But sometimes he forgets. So he is Prem Parvat. Also, you know, Bhim is not less than Arjun. He has also two relations with Krishna, Sakha and Das Bhav, both to Krishna. Arjun has three. And especially prominent Sakha and Vasya next, not prominent. And for Bhim, Vasya, prominent, and Sakha Bhav, sometimes Karn suited Bhim. And it, fire, big fire was coming, Brahmastra. Krishna told to Bhim, oh, you should turn and show your back to that. You should tell what I told. More louder.
Krishna told Bhima saying that the weapon, Brahmastra, which was released by Karna, he should turn around and show his back to the weapon.
Huh. All the soldiers of in the party of Krishna, Arjun, they showed their
back.
But Bhim told that I cannot do. I want to die, but not like coward. I will not show my back. And the weapon was coming very nearer. At once Krishna jumped from the Arjun chariot and came and embraced Bhim. And he showed his back far, and thus he was saved. No? So how was friend returns with? You know, Bhim, when he was killing Dushasan, taking his arm. And he has a vow that I will kill this demon and then I will take his arms out, and by this blood I will give it to Draupadi too, and I will drink. And at that time he told, he took his arm, Dushasan, and his feet was on here, Dushasan, and he was, and he challenged the whole world, if anyone in this world can set this demon, you can come. Challenge everyone in both-sided persons. Oh, at once Arjun became very angry. Oh, you have challenged also me and Krishna and all? Oh, then I am coming and you should. I will kill you. I will shoot you. And then he took his bow and arrow and he was ready to fight with me. But Krishna told, oh, my dear friend Arjuna, you should sit down. Please. Sit down, sit down. Today I have given my all power of Nrisimhadev to Bhim. So even myself cannot save today. So I have given my whole power. So even I cannot save. So please be silent. And keep your arrow in your quiver. So how you know he likes, how he likes Draupadi, you know? He tells Sakhi. So Krishna is like Pandavas. But sometimes when they see anything, like a universal say, or anything, Aishwarya, opulence, oh, they become fear. Then even Bhim and Draupadi, they began to do like this. At that time, they cannot embrace. So let us go where this opulence is very little. Where? Come in with me to Dwarka. Sometimes, you know, Uddhav, his friend, he is priest, he is what? Servant, he is minister, he is everything of Krishna. And Krishna has admitted this fact that my heart is Uddhav. He is more superior than my son Brahma. And Harihar, ek atma, with Shankar. Even Lakshmi is superior. Even my brother Shankarshan, he has told, you know, among Satyabhama, Rukmini and Uddham, who is superior? How? Has he ever mourned to Krishna? Never he can mourn, but she can do. So she is superior, certainly. And she can go to Mahabhav. But why Uddhav, he is telling about Uddhav, Sanatana Goswami. There is something hidden there. Sometimes Satyabhama may be angry to Krishna. She may be envious to Rukmini, like Srimati Radhika, Lalita. So his love and affection is so high. But here, telling that he cannot send Satyabhama or Rukmini or of any of the queen to Vrindavan. Why? She is also envious with gopis. If Krishna will tell that you should go, she will not go. She will not obey because his love and affection is so high, crooked. But Uddhav is very humble. Krishna can tell anything and he will supply the order. But sometimes Satyabhama may not. So he is not she is not qualified to go to Vrindavan, but he is somewhat qualified. But it does not mean that he is superior than Satyabhama. Never think like this. These are called rasas. So, Uddhav. Uddhav is, I told you, minister, servant, priest, sakha, friend, everything. So, he told Uddhav, you should go and pacify my father and mother in Vrindavan. My father and mother are really Nand Maharaj and Yashoda. And especially you should go to pacify my dear beloved gopis. I am always day and night weeping for them. Please go. They have given up everything for me. Uddhav went there and saw. Asha Maho Charan Rain Jusham Ahamsham Vrindavane Krimap Gulm Latau Shadina Jas Dustvajan Aswajan Arj Patan Chahitva. For Krishna, they given Vedic culture, Vedic Dharma, Ved Dharma. What is that? Their husbands. Totally their husbands. It is very hard to give up the love and affection and attraction for children's father, mother, brother, or anything. But quickly, without thinking anything, they left. They can give up their life and soul even for Krishna. So Krishna has told him, what? Naparehyam nirvatya sanyujam. I cannot repay you. In lakhs and lakhs birth, I can repay whole world, even Yashoda mother, all the friends, Arjun, Bhisham Pitama, and all I can repay. But I cannot repay. Our meeting is so high. So high. Nirupadhik. Without any. Nirupadhik means? So I cannot repay. If I'll tell that you should ask anything, any bone or anything, oh, they will say, oh, your service should be given to me. then Krishna will be again. If gopis are telling that you should love and have affection like us, Krishna will tell, oh, I cannot give up Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, brother, all the gopis for one. How? And if I am doing so, then I am ready to all and debtor to all. I cannot do like this. I am with my father, mother, everywhere, and with all devotees, and I have affection. So your affection is one-pointed, no? And my?
Many-pointed.
I cannot be like you. So be pleased to us. Gopis told, why you left us and disappeared in Rash? If you are like so, why you did? Then Krishna what told? To them, gopis, those, there were three questions of gopis to Krishna at that time. You are telling that I cannot repay, but we know that why you disappeared? We have given up our father, mother, husband, everything, our wealth, reputation, our dharma, chastity, everything we have given. But why you disappeared? One loves anyone if anyone loves him. Understand? If there is lover, again anyone loves him. If you are doing. If I love you, he loves me. Reciprocal. And there are some persons, whether you are serving or not serving, but they love. Unconditional. And third, whether you are serving, you have love or affection or not, they have no love for you, for anyone. Gopis asked. We want to know who, in these categories, in which category you are. Krishna began to smile. And he replied, what? Those who love against love, they are like business persons. Oh, give me pies, dollar, and take these things. So here is no dharma, no religious thing, and no heartfelt love, and suhid comes. Love from heart, like this. Nothing there, only business policy. If anyone loving, I'm giving some money and taking, that's something. So there is no religious thing, no nothing. And those anyone loves or not, father, mother, whether his son is serving him or not, they love their children. They wish that they should be happy. Whether his son is serving or not, he may be a spoiled child. But even they will try to love him. And third, in this there are two classes of guru. What? No. In this. Supadik Priti and Nirupadik Priti. Father thinks that he will serve me and that is why he is loving. So it is Supadik. Selfness is there. So in any father and mother in this world, not pure nirupadik prem. But it may be. Who? In whom? In Guru. If disciple may be wrong, he is not serving, and he is against, but real and qualified Guru always will try to make him so high class of devotee. So nirupadik and supadik, two kinds of this. But anyhow, this love and affection is nirupadik and good one. And Krishna told that you are in this category. Whether I am loving or not, but you have so much love and affection for me. So you are highest class of devotees. And third, those who. If you are loving, you are serving him or not, they will not love. Who are they? Then Krishna is telling, there are four kinds of these persons. Atmaram, Aptakam, Akritagya, and Gurudrohi. Four kinds of. Atmaram. What is the meaning of Atmaram? He has one inner sight, always serving Krishna. His Atma. He had nothing to do with others because he is self-satisfied. He is not seeing here and there. He is seeing that he is happy always. Atmaram. And Aptakam, those he has outer side, meaning external, he has. But what is there? No, he is satisfied. No attachment. Because he is self-satisfied, Aptakam, all his kamna desires has been fulfilled. So nothing to do whether anyone is loving or not. Nothing. Because in this world they love for any repaying for anything. So he has no love. Krishna told that, you know, that I am Atmaram or Atmakami. Oh, I am not even up to. And what has been told before, nor I am not among these. I am not Atmaram. Because I played on flute, I called because I have so much desire to meet you, to love you. So I am not Atmaram. And Atmakam, I am also not Atmakam because I danced with you. I took your hands in my hands. I cannot live without you, you know. So I am not Atmakam, Atmakam. But I know Atma Raman, also I am myself. Because my Atma is Srimati Radhika. My soul is who? So I am Atmaram also, and Atmakam. Oh, my all desires are in Radhika. So I am also. But really, I am not those. Because I hanker for you. So I am not Atmaram and Atmakam. Then third, what? Akritagya. What is the meaning of Kritagya? Ungrateful. Ungrateful are of two kinds. What two kinds? If a son is not serving his father martyr and he has forgotten them, but he is ungrateful. Understand? He should have served, but they are not serving. But they are not doing nonsense to them. To his father, mother. So they are ungrateful, but not Gurudrohi. Who is Gurudrohi? Or always rebuke him, beating him, insulting him. So they are Guru Drohi to father and to Guru. There are three kinds. What? By any reason they rebuke and insult their father, mother. And those who are without any reason, they insult. So, the last one is very bad. Without reason he is insulting sometimes. And moreover, one comes without any reason, always they are insulting their father, mother. So these Guru Drohi are three kinds, Nirupadik, Shupadik, and excess Guru Drohi. Three these, Atmaram, Atmakam, five. And father, mother, like Nirupadik and Shupadik, two. So how much? Seven. And one kind of? This. First wala. Nine kinds. And Akrita. Nine kinds of these are. Krishna told, oh gopis, excuse me, I am not among any of nine. Gopis thought, and they were seeing by eyes to others, and some laughing, and they were thinking that Krishna will admit that he is at least Akritagya. But Krishna told that, oh, those who are not serving, those who are serving, they are Guru Drohi. Then they thought that Krishna should admit that he is Guru Drohi. And they were about to clap that Krishna should admit this fact. That, oh, we have given everything for Krishna, our life and soul, and even Krishna disappeared. And he is not serving us. So he must be Guru Drohi. Then they were about to laugh. In the meantime, Krishna told, oh, my dear Sakhis, I am not among all. And he is telling, Naham tu sakho bhajatopi jantan bhajam me isham anubhitti bhitte यथा धनु लब्ध धने विनष्टे तत्चिन्त्यान्निभृतो न वेदः नहं तु सख्यो भजतोऽपि जन्तुन् ओ माय डियर सखीज आई नेवर सर्व टू दोज हु आर सर्विंग मी एंड एस्पेशली यू आर देयर आर नन इन दिस वर्ल्ड न भूतो न भविष्यति लाइक यू. Then why you disappeared? Then he is telling, oh, bhajami isham anubritti vrittaye. I was disappeared, but I was with you and serving you. I was hearing why you are weeping. When you saw my lotus feet there and telling, oh, Krishna has gone here. I was there. Anyaradito nunang bhagavan harishwara. You remember this slok? They saw the lotus feet of Krishna. And they saw also the footprints of Radhika. And they began to lament. Oh, he has served Narayan and that is why he is. Krishna has taken on his breast and he has gone with her and to pacify her. So here he is telling that among jatha adhano, if there is a very poor man and anyhow anyone gives him a kohinoor heera, what? Chintamani. Chintamani, they know? Desire stone, desire stone, more than that. If you desire anything, he will give. And he has that. But he never knew that, oh, this is desired stone. Anyhow, anyone stole away. And then he was searching here and there. But anyone told what? Oh, this was not ordinary piece of class or anything. It was really desire strong. And then he became so worried. And he began to weep and searching here and there and always thinking, oh, where it has gone, where it has gone, here and there. So I only despaired. Why? That you should deeply think in me. But I have done wrong. You have left everything for me. And my this dear parents was very, what? Cruelty. So I am begging forgiveness. You should be pleased. Oh, do you know? I was disappeared only. But I was disappeared when I was with you. Hiding myself. Why? That to show whole world with what? Drum? That whole world is you should hear. That in meeting gopis are so happy. And in separation, how they are doing? They forgot themselves. And they became like Krishna. And asking trees, oh, have you tulsi? Have you seen? Oh, trees, mango and all, have you seen? In this world, anyone has not seen, it has not written in Vedas or Upanishad or anywhere. And asking trees, oh, have you tulsi? Have you seen? Oh, trees, mango and all, have you seen? In this world, anyone has not seen, it has not written in Vedas or Upanishad or anywhere. So, oh gopis, only I wanted that whole world should see. I am evidence for this, that you are so high class of devotees to me. There are none in this world and will not be in future anyone. So for this, I was ready. So please be merciful to me and excuse me. And in future, I will not do like this. Then gopi became, oh, happy. Oh, Krishna has admitted that he is defeated and we have won. Oh, how lover is he? How beloved is he that he has what? Accepted. So, we have defeated Krishna. But Krishna had defeated him by his love and affection. His love is towards me. Like he has accepted our that they are higher. So we are defeated. And thus compromise came and again they all began to do rash. Gaur Premanande. So Uddhav went and saw all these things. So he is so high class of devotees. But there remain so many things. And then I will tell it to tomorrow. Then you can realize, oh, who is Krishna? And this love and affection of gopis and especially of Radhika, how high class. And then a greed may come, really. And then you can follow. Otherwise, you cannot. If you will see that this Rasagolla, this Sandesh, or this sweet is very high class of sweet and with fragrance and very soft. If you will see or hear, then a greed may come. And your, what come? Coming. Will come. To. If you will see that, oh, Mrs. what, Diana is so beautiful, marvelous in whole world. And now any world, Mrs. World, universe, anyone. And if you are ugly, no harm. You are very poor, very blackish, fits coming out. Ugly by 8 parts of your body. But a greed may come that, oh, this mesh world should be married to me. Understand this? So greed is this. So if you are hearing all these pastimes of Krishna, very beautiful and powerful. Then a greed may come. And this greed, what? This is the root of going towards Rag Marga. And for this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, not for Vaidhi Marga, not for anything else. So you should try to realize all these truths, this Siddhant, and try to have a greed for these. And then your life will be successful. Gaur Brahma. Kirtan? Drama today? Very quickly you should do, otherwise I will have to go. Oh, why you are not preparing? Oh, a kirtan? Oh, any kirtan? You should do. Any kirtan? Krishna Dasi is not here. So you should do.
In an attempt to please Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, we humbly present a dramatic presentation of Mugrari the Hunter. We humbly offer it at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. Once upon a time, the great saint, Narada Rishi, after visiting Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, went to Prayag to bathe at the confluence of the three rivers, the Ganges, Yamuna, and Sarasvati. Our play begins while Narada Rishi is passing through the forest at Prayag.
Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
What is this? There's a rabbit lying on the path, having been pierced by an arrow and twitching in pain. Here is a boar also suffering. Who is the unfortunate man who has committed this heinous sins? Where is he? Aha!
You! Oh, Goswami! Why have you come here while I'm hunting? You have scared the animals away.
Leaving the path, I have come to you to settle a doubt that is in my mind. I have seen that there are many rabbits, boars, and other creatures. They are lying on the forest floor half dead, suffering in pain. Who has committed these sinful acts?
What you have seen is all right. It was done by me.
Oh. If you want to kill an animal, why don't you kill it at once? You leave them lying half dead, suffering in their death pangs. This is a great sin. Why don't you kill an animal completely?
My dear sir, my name is Mugrari, enemy of animals. I have learnt this from my father. He has taught me this. He has taught me to teach me how to half kill animals and leave them flopping about. When I half kill animals, I take great pleasure in it.
Oh, I wish to beg one thing from you.
Oh, sure, I can give you anything. I have many skins at home. Come.
No.
Animal skins, tiger skins, come.
I do not want such things, please. I do want something else. If you will kindly grant it to me, I will tell you. Henceforth from today, whenever you kill an animal, kill it completely. Don't leave them suffering.
But what is the difference between half killing an animal and killing it completely?
When you half kill these animals, they suffer great pain. If you give too much pain to other living entities, you will have to suffer that. There is a great offense when you kill an animal completely. But when you half kill them, the offense is much greater. Indeed, the pain which you have inflicted on these animals will have to be accepted by you in a future birth.
When Narada Rishi sprinkled some drops of water onto Mugrari, he enabled the hunter to see the future. The hunter at once saw that thousands and thousands of animals were coming after him, ready to kill him.
They are killing me, and I am taking birth again, and they are still there, killing me. And again I am taking birth, and again they are killing me. And oh, what great pain they are giving me. There are thousands and thousands waiting. No! No! Save me, save me, save me! Oh, my... Please, my dear sir, you must save me. From my very childhood, I have been taught to kill animals in this way. Please, please, free me from all these sinful activities that I've committed. So many reactions I've built up by killing so many animals. Please, please lead me to the path where I can be free.
Yes, if you actually want to follow my instructions, I can tell you the real path by which you will be freed from all sinful reactions.
I will accept what you say without hesitation.
First, you must break your bow. Only then will I reveal the path of liberation.
You are asking me to break my bow? But how will I maintain my livelihood?
Do not worry about your livelihood. I will send sufficient food for you every day. Very good, very good. Now, return to your home and distribute whatever riches you have to pure brahmanas who know the absolute truth. You should leave home, taking only one cloth to wear. Go to the river and there construct a small cottage. In front of the cottage, you should grow a tulsi plant on a raised platform. Circumambulate her daily and serve her by offering her water and other things. Always chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As far as your livelihood is concerned, I will send sufficient food for you every day, but you must only accept as much as you need for yourself and your wife, nothing else. Go now to your home.
After returning home, Magrarida began to exactly follow the instructions of his spiritual master, Narada Rishi. They began to worship Tulsi Devi, water her, and circumambulate her. Both began to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. Various villagers began to notice the change between Magrari, who was once the hunter, and Magrari, who is now the great devotee.
Oh, my friend, did you hear that the great, terrible hunter Magrari has become a pure devotee of the Lord?
What? A devotee?
Magrari, a great devotee?
We should go and see him. Haribol, let's go bring him some fruit.
Various villagers from the town began bringing grains and fruits and came to see the new Vaishnava. It is the Vedic custom to bring grains and fruits whenever one goes to see a saintly person. And since all the villagers saw that the hunter had turned into a great devotee, they brought many eatables with them. Thus, every day, the former hunter and his wife were offered so much food that 20 people could have easily lived off it. However, according to Srinath's instructions, they did not accept more than what was necessary for their sustenance. After some time had passed, Narada Rishi came with Pavata Muni to see his disciple.
Oh
Oh, there are so many ants.
Who is he?
He is my disciple. He was a very big hunter. He was so cruel-hearted and took great pleasure in hunting innocent animals. Now he has become a great devotee of Krishna. My dear hunter, good qualities like non-violence, which you have developed, are not very astonishing for those who are dedicated to the service of Krishna. You have done very well.
With great devotion, the hunter received the two sages in the courtyard of his house. He offered them a sitting place and bathed their feet with loving attention. Both husband and wife then drank that water and sprinkled it upon their heads.
Haribo! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.